continuing your practice. Cultivating a relaxed awareness, a receptive awareness. And if it's supportive for you to actually take some time cultivating relaxation of body and mind, as we get more familiar with this practice, it seems as though a groove or maybe even almost a habit of relaxation can begin to happen. And so we can take less time with this. And also we might be able to, over time, exploring this possibility of relaxation that simply scanning through the body and noticing where there's tension, so becoming aware of tension, that in the awareness itself, the system understands relaxation is helpful. And instead of it feeling so much like you're doing the relaxation, it more feels like the tension releases. So this is a possibility. So this may be one way to explore relaxation also. Just become aware where there's tension in the body. And see what happens as that tension is recognized. And at times it is still helpful to consciously relax. And so, not having some idea that I shouldn't have to relax, but taking in the conditions of the mind and body in this moment and doing what is supportive for these conditions. Exploring relaxation in a way that is supportive for these conditions. Recognizing awareness. Are you aware? Or recognizing already aware? noticing what is obvious. Perhaps what are you already aware of? Receiving experience. Exploring this light touch of effort. Just reminding yourself gently to recognize awareness and notice what is obvious, what is coming into awareness. As the attention begins to pick up on this flow of experience, of our human experience, there are different perspectives that our mind can be interested in, different perspectives of what's happening that our mind can be interested in. With respect to what is obvious. The mind can be interested in kind of the nature of our experience, the specific nature of our experience in the body, for instance. Sensations happening in the body of tingling and vibration and pulsing. The sensation, curiosity about the actual sensations. Or with feeling, there may be a kind of an interest in whether experience is pleasant or unpleasant, and how does the mind respond to that, with liking or not liking, for instance. So beginning to recognize kind of what is happening and being curious, rubbing against or meeting our experience. Another perspective that the mind can be interested in is the perspective of change. And that we can start to recognize, or the mind can start to be interested in, not so much the details of what we notice, but interested in that it is changing. So what is being received? The experience of body sensation. In each moment, there can be a new body sensation that's there. Or even if you're attending to something like tingling or vibration, seeing that right in that sensation there is change. Or there's also the aspect of change that we recognize that the attention changes experiences. Right now it's attending to hearing, and then to a body sensation, and then to hearing. That the flow of attention itself is reflective of change, of impermanence. And this perspective, again, is not so much something to do, but more a pointing, or again, my speaking to this might highlight something that you've already been aware of but haven't consciously noticed. And so, if this pointing begins to kind of highlight this aspect of experience, that's fine. If it doesn't, that's fine too. At times, our attention is interested in the specifics, specific nature of the experience. This is the experience of a particular emotion, or this is how body sensation feels. At times it feels more interested in just this flow, noticing a river of change. And remembering to keep the practice simple. If we are tuned into the flow of change, the mind may not be so interested in the detail of the experience, and so let go of that side of the agenda, if there's an agenda about seeing detail. Sometimes a flow of experience happens quite quickly, and trying to catch the detail will lead to strain. And so relaxing, recognizing awareness, and receiving experience in whatever way it wants to show up. And occasionally checking how you are with experience. What is the attitude in the mind? What is the relationship to experience? The entire purpose of our exploration is to cultivate the conditions in which wisdom and understanding can grow, in particular wisdom about how our minds get caught in struggle and stress and suffering, and how there can be a release of that stress, suffering. And so relax, receive, allow, and learn. And yet the learning isn't something we do. We create the conditions for learning to happen.